Hello, my people. I'm Bethany, and welcome back to my podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about the 8-foot woman, or Hichisaku Sunny. I know for a fact I'm saying these names wrong, and don't expect me to start saying them right because I'm never gonna learn. And this is why you should look out for her. I'm sorry if there's slight noise, that is my dog. He is sleeping, and if he starts snoring, I'm going to try my best to shut him up or just re-record it when he's not snoring. But he is either going to move around or snore, and I am very sorry. Now, the 8-foot woman is a spirit that mainly goes after young children. If you're alone and you hear her deep masculine voice saying purr, 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 or even if you see any part of her, like her long black hair or her slightly off-white sun hat or sundress, then she is coming after you. But there is a way to get rid of her. Getting rid of the 8-foot woman's curse: you'll have to lock yourself in an empty room overnight, no light coming in or out. Make sure that your windows are covered. Absolutely nothing should be able to see through it, because otherwise she'll see you. You have to have 4 bowls of white salt on all 4 corners of the room. No one, absolutely no one, is allowed to enter or leave that room once the door is locked. During the night, she will try and lure you out by using a loved one's voice, saying stuff like, "It's okay, you're allowed to leave now," or, "If you're scared, I can come in and make you feel not as alone." Stuff along those lines. It's a trap. Try and ignore it. Some people have even heard tapping at the windows. Try and ignore that. I read a story where someone witnessed her with one of their best friends, and their best friend was taken and made it look like she hung herself. But only this girl knew that it was the 8-foot woman, and she and her friend were the only ones that could see her. And her friend had one of her legs missing, and this girl could see the 8-foot woman eating that leg. If she tried to lure you out the next morning, those balls of salt should be black, and then you're allowed to leave. But you're never allowed to go back to Japan. If the balls of salt aren't black, well, she left you alone for that night. But still leave Japan, she'll still come after you. No matter under what circumstances are you allowed to go back. Even if it's a loved one's funeral, you're not allowed to go back. Otherwise, she'll still come after you.